tuning into the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai.
Run part.
I'm so sorry.
Ready?
Here we go. We're back again.
For the second time, the first time with our entire panel here for Scream Queens on AfterBuzz TV. Ladies, I am so happy you are all here. Welcome.
Thank you.
I'm your host, Keaton Mark, and you guys can follow me on social media at Keaton Markey on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, everything. And how about, ladies, we were Chanel's yesterday, and we will always all be Chanel's, but what is your real name? And let's go around the table and introduce ourselves.
Hey, everybody, I'm Paulina Aguilar, and you guys can find me on Twitter at @_PaulinaAguilar.
And I'm Stephanie Wanger, and I'm so happy to be joining the panel this week. Yeah. And you can find me on all social media at Stephanie Wanger, keeping it easy for you.
Hi, guys. You can follow me on the Instagram and the Twitter at Jamie S. Elias.
I just could, every week they better give us a good throwback song that we can start open with it's so great, and one of the reasons I love Scream Queens so much. But this is episode 2, Chainsaw, and we had a lot of chainsaw action. Chainsaws really scare me. I don't like them one bit, and this episode, it wasn't as, I think, suspenseful as the premiere and the two-hour premiere, but it had some really, really great moments, and I'm in on this show. How do you guys feel overall about the show?
Overall, the only thing that irritates my soul is the whole death, like, how people die. It's so scary movie. I think you guys had mentioned that last week.
Yeah.
Where, like, they got stabbed, and then they're awake again, and then, like, how Chanel number 2 died, and I can't get on board with that. But other than that, I love the show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think it's like an over-the-top version, I was saying it off camera, of like American Horror Story meets Glee. Mm-hmm. And maybe some of you will recognize that I did the Glee panel here before. But like, yeah, it's totally this over-the-top, and I love that.
Yeah, I'm way in. Dickie Dollar Scholars.
They have
my heart after this episode for sure.
I literally imagined you like there, like for Boone. Like,
you know what? We'll get to it. But we'll get to Boone.
Because I literally even talked about Boone in my Nashville panel. I can't get enough of Nick Jonas. Apparently, he's hooking up with Kate Hudson right now.
Come back, Nick Jonas.
That is the rumor. And, you know, it makes sense because she's probably visiting set because Oliver Hudson, her brother, is on the show. So, I don't know.
Dang.
Get it, Nick. Get it, Kate. I just, you know, get it. Whatever. Well, let's talk about Grey's and Zayday, because they did not get it this week.
No.
And they were struggling. They're trying to be, like, the detectives. Mm-hmm. There are straight men. Well, I don't... Zayday, I feel like she's really quirky, and I really, really like her character. She's really funny. But she's still kind of... She's not the crazy over-the-top ones that majority of the characters are.
Right.
But Grace, I know we were kind of all talking before. What do you guys feel about Grace, our protagonist, really, of the show?
I think she's boring.
Okay, well.
I know. I'm sorry. And I'm sure that her character is going to develop, and she's going to become, like, just like Chanel's character is developing, and she's becoming more deep than she just is, like, surfacey and mean. And I'm not expecting this to be a super deep, emotional show.
Yeah.
But I just think to be, like, the main protagonist in the story, maybe she's supposed to be boring.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But I just, her whole storyline, besides her dad, like, I'm just not super into it.
I get what you're saying with the boring, but I also feel like she kind of grounds the show in some ways. Like, you need somebody who's not over the top and who's kind of the eye of the audience.
That's true.
Who's a little bit more logical and a little bit thinking on their feet.
But is she logical, though? Like, okay, when you say ground, I just think of, like, is it blood? Like, yeah, we're just going to go to
Bel Air. But I think that's the corniness of it and Ryan Murphy of it, which is what I get so irritated of. It's like, well, obviously she... well, I don't know if she's dead officially because her body was moved and taking all these pictures and on Instagram. So I do think she's dead. But I mean, to go and see, like, you have the black light that Denise does. Yeah, the luminol. Or what's the black light? And it's like, oh, I wonder what it could be. Is it a stain or is it blood? Like, come on.
But see, for her to be that grounded character, I would need her for me to say, well, like, no shit. It's like, yeah, stupid. Yeah, like, I, no, I, like, I, duh, yeah, it's blood. You know
and,
what I mean?
And you know what? I would expect that from Zayday. And yeah, I liked her in the first episode because she's like, what, girl? No, I don't want to do that. And then she helps carry the dead body of the maid. And I'm like, what? I liked you up until you, like, tried to fit
now
in.
Now you're an accomplice in the murder.
Right?
I know.
No, oh, I think Grace, though, is at least questioning things. She's not just, like, living in this over-the-top universe. Right. She's like, wait, is this right? How do we, like, going after this killer who's obviously taking over the sorority, like, she's at least starting to, like, really investigate it.
I really do feel like she's forgiven Pete a little too quick. And, like, go, yeah. Road trip, Pete! Like, I thought you were the killer just yesterday!
That I totally agree.
Road trip in the car, lock me up, like, let's go! What are you doing, Grace?
I don't
understand.
Or Zayday saying, Pete's always giving me the creeps. I'm like, girl, you met him, like, 1 week ago, and you, like, got with him one time. What do you mean he's always giving you the creeps? Get out of here.
Wait, like, kind of the time frame of what's really happened, we don't quite know it. I don't know. I'm on the chat right now. If anybody, like, has figured out kind of the timeline of how much time has passed between these three episodes, give us a little shout out. But yeah, I mean, someone just also mentioned how Zayday cannot be really the straight man person because she keeps a chainsaw under her bed.
Oh my! Did you see her practicing it? She's like,
by the way, okay, I would watch a show based solely on Zayday's grandmother and her survival tactics.
That was hilarious. I'm like, that's a lot of weight to pull from. Like, like, if you get attacked, like, dang. And she was on it. Like, huh,
I
interesting.
Loved it. Thought it was so good.
Yeah. I did really, really like that. I do think Grace and Pete, I mean, are onto something with kind of, because they left, like, after Grace and Zayday kind of were confronted very quickly by the Red Devil in the shop, or in, like, kind of the Quickie Mart place, we see Grace kind of then falls into kind of relying on Pete again and going on this trip to find the one girl that they've been able to connect to the sorority from the 1995 death in the bathtub. Mm-hmm.
Well, I think he's going to be a key part in finding out who it is because he is a journalist. Journalists do their research. And he was on the computer and he was like, oh, I've already found her. You know, let's go.
So you don't think there's any possible way he could have been the baby now?
The baby's a different story. I don't know if he's the baby. I think it could be a boy. It's obviously not Grace because the years don't add up. I haven't pinpointed on who the baby is yet.
I haven't either. But back to him researching, I just screenshotted the... Do you guys notice the report card he pulled up? It was like D, C, D+.
He was too credit short of graduating.
I was dying. I thought it was so funny. But I totally agree with you guys. The baby, like... I think it's just a different... I think that they're going to chase the story and find out that it's somebody they didn't expect, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and then... So we have... And then Zayday kind of... She, by the end of kind of her character arc in this episode, she gets kind of blamed by Denise. Everybody's favorite Denise. Like, and, like, literally, Denise is going and, like, throwing these things out. And I'm like, oh, it's Zayday. It is Zayday.
And she lets it go so quickly. She handcuffs her. And then I have evidence. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And then, like, okay, well, I'm going to let you go.
That is actually something that bothered me so much in the episode. I was like, if you're a security guard, wouldn't you keep this girl if you really believed she was, like, responsible for all of this? Wouldn't you keep her, like, in custody or whatever?
Denise threw her partner out of the car when it was a dead body.
That's true. I mean, I guess her logic is a little different than mine.
I think it's, like, the satire of it, too, because in, like, Ryan Murphy's world, it's totally logical that your grandma's gonna send you a chainsaw. Like, that is, like, she's like, oh, your grandma did send you. You know what, girl? You go. I'm so sorry I arrested you. So I just think it's part of, like, the satire. Which makes it so funny.
And I don't think it's Zayday anyway.
No, I think it makes her innocent to us, too. I think that's, like, it's supposed to be, like, oh, obviously, like, her grandma sent her a chainsaw. You know, like, we're supposed to think
it
that.
It absolutely makes sense. Like, that's what my grandma tells me. She didn't give me a gun. She gave me a chainsaw. Like,
thanks,
or a
Gramps.
Knife. Or a pepper spray. That seems the logical choice. A chainsaw. Chainsaw. So, speaking of all the other girls that are not kind of our straight girls, let's talk about the Chanels again and the pledges from this week. A big change with one of the pledges, neck brace aka Lea Michele. And this made me so mad, guys.
They made her pretty?
Yes!
I was thinking the same thing, and I'm like, okay, of course she's gonna play a nerd or a little, like, outsider, like, I know how to cover a dead body. And then looking at her, I was like, well, it's Lea Michele, and I know she's close with Ryan Murphy. At some point, I knew she was gonna come out with her.
100%. With,
and she is a beautiful girl, don't get me wrong, but I knew she was gonna come out like that, and I'm like, ugh, okay. Alright.
Well, I kind of wanted it to happen, though, later in the season.
Yeah, like, yeah. I agree!
Like, yeah. We all knew, I think, that that was a real possibility, but... Like, give us a few episodes of this, especially because all the promos of her, like, that we see, I feel like, all over LA, like, on billboards and whatever, mm-hmm. all have her in the neck brace.
Right.
And I just wanted it.
I hope she goes back.
Episodes.
I hope she goes back to the brace.
I don't think she will. I follow her on Instagram.
I know.
And she posted pictures of them in dresses, and I'm like, oh, and then her, like, her brace is bedazzled, and...
It makes me mad because, because it's just like, come on. Like, and she was so good at being this goofy, nerdy mommy. Like
it was nice to see her in a different light.
She creeps me out to no end. Whether she's in the neck brace or not, though, neck brace, no. Now she's Chanel number 6, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Chanel number 6 terrifies me.
She doesn't because she's just so like... She just wants to fit in. She just wants to be liked. And I'm like, okay, I can deal with you.
But the whole breaking down a dead body thing, I was like, damn.
Yeah.
Like,
what? I want to see the backstory.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Sorry, I got to take off my Chanel jacket. I am so hot.
That's not something Chanel will do, okay?
Well, you know what? I do it. I'm just hot. Very, very hot. So we see this makeover. Then nothing really much happened with the other Chanels. I mean, well, we did Chanel number 4, who we all are kind of channeling today. Chanel number 4, she has a crush on the Asian pledge.
Yes.
Which is adorable. I don't know. Like, what do you think? Do you think that Chanel, she reminds me so much of Brittany on Glee. Like, her character was very much, like just kind of her airheadedness and, like, the way, like...
See, she scares me. She freaks me out.
Same here. I think that she's, like, because, like, I don't know, that whole story, I think she's full of it. I think she's smarter than she's letting off a little bit because, like... Well, one, I want to know about the earmuffs. And two, Charles Manson, like, was not allowed conjugal visits. I just think... And I don't know if that's something we're supposed to just believe that he was or what. But... If that is the case and that is her backstory, she's so obviously being like, yo, I'm not doing anything bad, but like, in case anybody asks if I did anything bad, like, be my alibi. I think she's trying to con, I think she's trying to con the Asian pledge into like loving her so that she'll like back her up no matter what. Which, again, like, the show's so good about making us think everybody did it. Like, there's just a way every single person could have done it, you know? I don't know.
Yeah, somebody else agrees that Chanel... Joseph Boza, Chanel number 6. Not cool. I have nightmares about Lea Michele now. I used to love her as Rachel Berry, but now I'm terrified. I don't know. I feel like she's going to take those earmuffs off. She's not going to have ears.
something
creepy is going to happen.
Something creepy. I totally agree.
Yeah, she's going to, like, head, like Van Gogh it or something. I don't know.
So creepy. Such a creepy thought. Do you think that they're going to have the killer by the end of the season? Or what's going to happen then in season 2? This is, like, what I was thinking about when I was watching.
And
I don't think they're going to reveal it yet.
No, I think they're going to know who the killer is. But I think some characters are going to survive. And those characters will somehow... I saw some people, like, writing about it and commenting about it on our video from last week. And I can't remember who it was, but I really do agree with them. I think they're going to keep some people alive. And those people are going to somehow be affected by a new killer. And probably get killed off in other seasons. I don't know. Or it could just be, you know, a Ryan Murphy thing where he just, it's a whole new world, Aladdin, magic carpet ride and stuff. But I just want to give a shout out because I really want it to get picked up for a second season.
Yes.
I know that they finished a season, but the ratings did go down this week.
Yeah.
So everybody share this show with your friends. It's so funny and it's so easy to get into and you just like, please, please, please tell your friends to watch it because, it was like, I was so sad. It went down to 1.4 in ratings, but, you know, it was 1.7 last week. But that's okay.
Hey, on the bright side, Ryan Murphy's got, like, 3 other shows, so, he's doing okay.
I know, but I don't want Scream Queens to go away.
I wonder, though, if he'll do the thing that he's doing with American Horror Story where it becomes, like, this year's, like, American
time.
Horror Story Hotel or American Horror Story freak
show. I feel
show.
Like that would be really hard to do.
Yeah. I think
that would
be the smartest thing for him to do. I think he could do it at a summer camp. I think he could do, like, you could, because it's so campy and it's so old school horror slasher. I think there are some a type million of different
to it, similar to Horror Story.
Yeah. I don't know. I just think that'd be the smartest, just because that's what keeps me back at American Horror Story. Like, because right, if it continued, I don't think I'd be on season
another
5.
Another ghost in the house, you know, or I mean? Like another
scream queen,
you
know what I mean? Yeah. McKinley High.
You know?
There it is.
Yeah. Bring back Mr. Schuster, please. He's so hot.
No, I just like was thinking about it. I was like, oh, that would be really interesting if they could somehow, because I feel like if you have the same killer over 5 seasons, that's not exciting. But if you kind of have one story and with one killer and then
they're like, a new killer.
Yeah, a new killer. That would be
so
really
would you rather have it be like American Horror Story where some of the cast comes back and it's just like, oh, we're all married with family.
I feel like we're totally
something
on the same page. Yeah. I think I can see that.
Totally
yeah.
agreed.
I would be surprised.
And I think, I don't know, I like that there's, like, I feel like if there's no closure with the show, I'm going to be like, what the frick? Like, what did I just watch this whole season for? You know what I mean?
Nobody's dead? What the so, and then we saw another, kind of a Chanel fight back this week. Abigail Breslin, she's Chanel number 4?
Yeah, did 3,
no.
3 went home, right?
No, 4 isn't four, there. Four
she's, so she's 3.
4, she's 3.
So she's 3.
Chanel number 3, who had bunny ears this episode, super cute.
She's just mean.
I was like, come on, girl. You're Little Miss Sunshine. What are you doing?
Oh, my God.
But we did find out that she had dated Chad Radwell at one point. And
Everybody dated Chad Radwell at one point.
And she also does not like the fact that Lea Michele gets to be a Chanel and is...
She's still number 3.
It's like, you're still number 3, Abigail. Just get over it. But, yeah, Chad just, you know, he gets around.
Hey, he's got a lot of ex-girlfriends.
He does.
Did you like that?
Oh, I did.
Did you like that?
Thank you. Tossed it over to me. You guys, I don't know if you've seen previews for this show, but there is a show, there's billboards everywhere in Los Angeles called Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. It's hilarious. It's so relatable. It's basically about this girl who, she runs into the boy she fell in love with at camp when she was a child after she's an adult and super successful in New York. And she finds out he's moving to this very small town with nothing going on in California. And so she decides to drop everything and move to this town and get a new job, even though she like went to Harvard and so overqualified for this job that she gets. And my favorite thing about the show is it's a musical.
Really?
And it is. Like, the whole preview, it's just singing. I don't know if they're going to continue the singing throughout the entire thing, but it looks like it's going to be so awesome. But it's going to be on the CW. The lead girl is amazing. I'm trying to, like, look up where her name is. But it's literally, like, 500 Days of Summer mixed with Devil Wears Prada mixed with Glee.
It looks like so much fun. I cannot wait to watch it.
It looks so good. The series premiere is Monday, October 12th at 8/7 Central on the CW. So make sure you check it out. The preview, I have the song from the preview stuck in my head, and it's so campy and just awesome. And I want to find what the actress's name is because it's nowhere on the show. Rachel Bloom. Rachel Bloom is amazing. She's so good. So everybody please watch Crazy Ex-Girlfriend if you like fun, kind of campy stuff. Yeah.
Which I feel like is perfect for Scream Queen fans.
Yeah.
Like, for sure.
Yeah, absolutely. So, speaking of crazy ex-girlfriends, or who had them, probably my favorite scene of this entire episode, I think all of you would agree, was when, obviously Chad is very, very depressed at his bro, Boone. just as depressed as you are.
He's not dead. He's not dead.
I know. Well, everybody thinks it's being ruled as a suicide.
Which is hilarious, too. Sorry. The whole thing.
There was this whole candle vigil for him. Chad is super depressed. We see another great kind of back and forth between him and Chanel. And they break up again.
That's fantastic.
I hope somebody's like keeping track of how many times they do break up in this entire
4
so far.
Yeah, 4 times they've broken up 4 times so far. But you know, if Dean Munch can't get you kind of rallied behind your school and stuff with the new mascot Coney, RIP. He didn't last long. That was gross too.
Yeah,
that was a gross death, and I didn't need to see that or see the. I don't know. Just like the.
I have to say, I always am like closing my eyes for all the gruesome deaths. I'm always so freaked out.
It's not as gross as American Horror Story. Thank God.
No.
But Chad rallies his troops, and we meet a lot more of the fraternity brothers. We see the twins who are super cute. Abigail Breslin talking about getting Eiffel Towered.
Yeah. That's where her confidence came from. I was like, that's where your own confidence this came from? You go, Abigail.
Like, the sexual references in this, I'm like, what do the writers do? Hey, guys, let me tell you about this move. Like, what?
Very obvious it was written by men. Like, let's be real.
My, I was like, okay. Lord.
I need earmuffs.
That's happening.
Yeah, well, the sound comes through this. But he's rallying his troops, and he's like, you know what? We're going to do this for Boone. We're going to take back the night.
The Dickie Dollar.
Dickie Dollar Scholars.
I loved that scene, too, where he was rallying everybody. And you know what? Chad Radwell is smarter than we thought he was. Because that whole scene, he convinced everybody that, like, an apparent suicide was definitely not a suicide. And you can just tell it. But the thing about it, too, is you can tell he's very, like, people rally up behind him. Like, whatever he says kind of goes.
He's the boss.
He's the boss. I liked it.
And with baseball bats and stuff.
With baseball bats and
Can we finally get into the Backstreet Boys?
Yes, because it was so good.
Yes.
And did you notice that they dressed all in white, which they did for the I Want It That Way video?
Yeah, okay. It was so good.
Or how about the fact it said, now throw your hands up in the air, and then you're chopping off hands. I'm like, no.
It was like Monty Python, like, to the scratch, to the flesh wound.
It was,
like,
so good.
But I was so worried for Chad. I was like, no,
he's not
Glenn,
die.
You can't die. It's like, cannot die.
I really think, though, that the person that had the chainsaw in front of Chad, I think it was Boone.
Nick. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was for sure Boone, because he made sure, like, to hurt him, but not really hurt him, and then that other guy came, and that other guy was the guy that talked about, he was not a homophobe, but he had, like, no way he could be gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so then he chopped that guy's arms off. So
I'm sorry, I'd be lying on the floor grabbing my arm. I would not be like... Let's swing at another one.
That's why it's funny.
Oh my god. No, that's why it irritates me. Just die.
You want some realism in
just
your
die. Death? At least the deaths. That'd be nice.
That way it was like super fake. Like, super.
I loved it.
Well, the blood squirted out in like symmetrical like way. I don't know if anybody else saw that, but I caught that.
I don't know what it really looks like when that happened. But
I don't either.
I don't want to know what it really looks like when that happened.
Oh my gosh.
It was a little like Tarantino-esque with like, yeah, but then it was also so fake looking.
Like Django.
Yeah, well, almost. It reminded me of, have you ever seen Kill Bill? Mm-hmm. When there's this time when, like, she, like, just chops this guy's head off and it just, like, keeps squirting, like, awkwardly. But yeah, that's what this reminded me of. Or Monty Python in The Holy Grail, because it was literally, like, straight out of that.
100%, yeah. Just, like, over the top, and, like, it often felt like a Halloween episode of a typical show, and that's every episode of this will feel like Halloween, a Halloween episode. That's what I kept thinking about.
I just was, because they literally, like, usually, like a start of a scene to establish it, like, they're all walking down, they're all in white, like, you know,
the ghetto code.
Thing. Yeah.
Get the ghetto code.
Oh God, we used to do that when we were kids. It's so funny. I feel weird like telling, but like we at one point with like we had dressed up and
you did that. You called someone on the streets.
No, we didn't call people out on the streets, but we like dressed up in like different costumes and like we were like rival gangs and stuff. Glenn and I were friends when we were like very young, so we did silly things. But that's what that reminded me of. But I was saying, like, you know, they played the song at the beginning really loud, but they just kept it going through the entire scene. They never lowered
it. Fantastic.
And they played through the entire song for the entire scene, and it was
the music in the show. Makes me so happy. What was it? Say Sarah or K Sarah? They played when she was going through the closet. That's very, like the Heathers, you know?
Yeah.
And then it's Backstreet Boys, Bone Thugs and Harmony, like Crossroads. Every song they play, I'm like, yes, jam into the song. Yeah, it's so good. I'm like, the music, it keeps me coming back by itself.
I was gonna say, I feel like Ryan Murphy, though, with Glee, like he knows so many songs, it's crazy. Like, the catalog he has just from Glee that to choose from, and obviously beyond that, he knows music so well that, like, that's why the show
is like
crazy.
This one,
like,
you
that.
Just can pick the cheesiest songs. Like, the songs that were, like, your high school anthems that, like, it's just, it's so, so great. I want an S Club 7 song. Because like, I know that's so old school, but,
I had
like,
their CD.
Yeah.
I had their CD and I watched them on TRL. Were they on TRL?
They were, I don't know. I don't think they were TRL. They were somewhere, but S Club 7, they were my
jam. They had British accents.
They did. And when they broke up, it was really sad. But they had that one really good song that was, like, played at all my middle school dances.
I'll get it next week. Yeah, I won't get
it. We'll get it. Or it'll be on screen. So, two new friends that, it's, like, the two best friends that anyone could have, but I don't trust either of them, nor, I don't know. I like Gigi. I like Gigi a lot. But Dean Munch, I'm still... Who goes to sleep with that stuff?
She has a lot of secrets because she helped cover up that death in 1995. I don't know. I'm under her.
I think she's going to Snape it, guys. I think she's going to come out being the hero. I think that she's going to Snape it. I think she's going to Snape it.
I like that you just verb Snape's name.
I know. I think that's happening. She's going to Snape it. I think that she's going to be set up as like, oh, maybe she's the murderer. And like the whole time there's this undertone of her being kind of evil. Yeah. But then at the end we're going to find out like she really helped the girl or something, or she knew the girl, or she's the hero somewhere.
Do you know what I think?
I think
that Dean Munch might have like rescued this baby, like from 1995, not raised it, but was the one who gave the baby to Wes, Oliver Hudson's character. So then because I still think it's Grace. Really? But yeah, nobody else thinks it's Grace.
She had the necklace.
I know. I just still think it's Grace. I think they're going to like try to like throw us off the scent. They basically told us in the first episode, this is who the story is about. This is our protagonist, blah, blah, blah. This, you know, throwback. But and then they're like trying to like get us off the scent, but I think it's Grace. Even though like she's 18, I think she might not know her real age.
Yeah. See, I don't think Munch is the killer. I just think she has a really dark secret.
Agreed. She has a secret.
I feel like if it's Grace though, I'm gonna need such a series of flashbacks to explain that.
Oh yeah.
Like why does she think she's 18? How did like she come to be Wes's daughter? Like how did all of that happen? I need tons of flashbacks.
Well, you know, it's strange to me. One of the strange things about Dean Munch and Gigi getting so close is that kind of Wes has been put in between them. Mm-hmm. And now Wes is obviously a much more permanent fixture here on campus. Mm-hmm. He's a professor and is weird. Who puts on Chainsaw Massacre in your film? I don't know.
And it was the old school one.
It was old.
It was the old, the first one. I was like, is that the one with Jessica Alba? No. Not Jessica Alba, Jessica Biel.
Yeah.
Jessica Biel. But no, it was the original.
Again, I don't know. The show is so obvious in the fact that it makes you think every single person's the killer. Because I'm like, he could be the killer. She could be the killer. They're all the killers. And there are like multiple killers now. So it's a matter of like going down the people of extreme murderous interest.
I don't think he's the killer. I think he's creepy.
Same.
He creeped me out, but I don't think he's the killer.
But what do you think? Because now he's kind of starting this thing with Gigi. Do you think that's genuine? But he obviously has a past with Dean Munch. So it's like, what do you believe from him?
I think Gigi is genuine. I think she likes him and has feelings for him and is growing that. And Munch is like the cock blocker of it all. I don't know. With Gigi, I think she's the friend that helped her in the tub.
Yeah.
The one that took the baby and was like, no, why can't we call the police? And I think that was her.
Traumatizing experience. Yeah. I agree with you. I don't know, but Gigi moves back into the house, which I'm surprised that she's even able to do that.
Munch made her.
Yeah, Munch and her move back into the house. They're roomies. And then Dean Munch plays this weird stuff.
Slasher music.
So creepy.
Whale catching or whale calls or something.
Well, and you knew, like, that as soon as Gigi went down on the couch, you knew, here we go. There's an open window. Mm-hmm. Like, it's over, Gigi. It's over, Gigi. I thought we were going to lose Gigi tonight.
Did she drop kick him, too? Was that a drop?
I was like, barefooted.
Damn, Gigi, get it, girl. Like, she full-on drop kicked a chainsawing murderer. I was impressed.
Yeah.
Didn't think that she had it in her.
I think she's so funny, and I loved her on SNL, so it's so cool to kind of see her take this character and really make this character her own and so lovable, just as she did with all of the characters that she did play on SNL. So
she had another Fox show last season though, right?
Yeah, it didn't last long.
Yeah, and then she's now I think this is kind of a better role for her. Mm-hmm. Like I feel like it kind of goes back to some of the stuff she did on Saturday Night Live. I like it.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
It's over the top, and she's good at making over the top make sense. Mm-hmm. Which I think that's what makes comedy, especially comedy like this, so hard, mm-hmm. is that like you can tell which actors are kind of like better and like at doing it, because there are a lot of young actors, and I think like Emma Roberts and Glenn Powell, I think they are amazing at doing it for as young as they are, like doing this kind of taking this over the top
and Abigail
caricatures.
Breslin too.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like you know, and so it's not an easy genre. Everyone's like, that's so easy, but I feel like this is even harder to do than most.
Yeah,
comedies.
I think you have to fully like embrace what you're doing. Like you can't think of it as like being silly. You just like have to be in it, and that's what they're doing so well on this show for sure.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay, so is there anything else that we missed from this week's episode, guys?
Besides Coney being a terrible mascot,
Coney sucks,
no.
And Coney is dead.
And I think Nick Jonas is obviously one of the devils. Yeah, he obviously knows that. I think the devil is a guy. He's so tall. Like,
no, but there's multiple devils.
Yeah.
We've seen three?
We have now seen two at one time.
Right.
Because when Nick the Backstreets were back, one of them. When the Backstreets were back, they were both coming in. Because we saw Nick Jonas talking to the one who pulled them out of the morgue.
Right, right.
So it's like, who's the one who pulled them out of the morgue?
Right. You know what I did have a problem with is when Oliver Hudson said, oh, I'm tracking her phone. I have to go find her. And then he calls her phone. It's like, I thought your phone was at the house. Did you not notice that? Mm-mm. When Grace went away with
Pete? Did she turn it on, though? Didn't she turn it on when she got out of the car? She turned it on and then it started ringing?
Maybe, but if it's off, can you still track it? Because I thought she... No, my tracker says it's home. Says she's home.
But I don't think the tracker was attached to her phone. I think the tracker was just a separate tracker.
Oh, okay. Something that you stick in. Okay, yeah. That would make more sense.
I was like, how does that work? And then, do you know what I liked that they brought Charisma Carpenter? I was like huge nerd problems. But Buffy the Vampire Slayer is like my favorite all time. Like I still watch episodes of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
I like her.
And like on Angel. And I love her and I haven't seen her in like and I know she's done stuff. I just haven't seen her on TV in like a primetime spot.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, I missed you, but she's probably never gonna see her again. But I was pumped that Ryan Murphy brought her on.
Her character and her husband's character, it's like, oh, well, if you find her, don't let her come back home. Like,
yeah, Roger Burt.
Jeez, all right. A little brutal.
I love that those were Ariana Grande's parents.
Yes.
Like it was so like I was like, that is so perfect.
I was into that for
so,
sure.
So perfect. I don't know. I hope we start seeing more throwback because I feel like Ryan Murphy's like net is just so wide. Totally so wrong. I feel like we're gonna start seeing the most random people show up on this show. And it's going to be so great.
Yeah.
And I hope that as the show catches on and kind of gets a little bit more of a cult following, because even though the ratings were low, somebody did mention on the chat that all over social media, it's huge.
Yeah.
And a lot of times networks look at the social media standings and like how, like, you know, what's trending and what, you know, not. So hopefully it saves it and everybody, more people should get into it. But can we do our favorite lines of the episode, you guys? Or you guys, any Chanelisms or Chanisms or even just randomisms?
I have a Chanel.
I have a Chanelism too. I wonder if it's the same one.
It probably is.
Oh, do you want me to read mine?
Is it about a closet?
Yes!
Get out of my head!
Okay. This is why you're my Chanel number two.
Okay, you know what? Chanel, you say it.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
This closet is the most precious thing in my life. It's like a second vagina to me. You have violated my closet vajay.
I needed earmuffs for that. I'm like, oh my god.
You have violated my closet.
I thought it was so funny. I was reading different reviews and they thought they're like, oh, that was too much. I'm like,
no,
that was hilarious. I thought that was perfect. I'm like, oh, this is fantastic.
I'm going to start pulling that on like people that piss me off. You have violated my closet badge. My roommate ever goes into my closet and steals my stuff.
My second vagina.
She's not going to get it. She's going to go, what?
Yeah. She won't. It's okay.
I just feel like there's not like a... Maybe there will be in coming episodes, but so far they haven't really gone over the line. Like, it's such a weird and out there show that, like, that line in this context doesn't bother me. Like, if you put that in Glee, you'd be like, whoa.
Yeah.
Or the Eiffel Tower. The Eiffel Tower thing, honestly, I'm going to be real with you guys. Like, I was doing dishes, and I was like, I heard that, and I was like, wait, what? I, like, rewinded. I'm like, did she just...
You didn't
she
Google
there.
It, did you? Don't
she
Google
it. She went there.
Don't Google it.
No,
I did not Google it. I knew that. I was at the
No, but don't I was like, Google oh, that. They went there. Wasn't there, like, didn't they say pork in there, too? There were just, like, so many different, like, verbs that I was like,
Well, then. It is crazy to think that this is, like, primetime network TV, and they're saying some of this stuff. That, I do have to say, is, like, pretty crazy to think about 9 p.m.
Well, they probably had to come up with other words and ways of saying it, because they can't say, you know, the actual words.
Yeah.
Which, vagina, I don't know, which is penis. Bad.
What words can
I think that, I think she was
what
talking about...
Like the,
oh, porked.
Porked.
Like, instead of saying the F word.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wow. You know, this is an HBO, you guys. Yeah. This is technically a family-friendly show. Right, not really. Right. Ugh.
No, I don't think, yeah. Don't
this
think
is not Glee. any favorite lines, ladies?
I cannot recall
what about
the
from
top
last
of
week?
My head. I had wrote down a couple, and then I just totally just poof. But Chad cracks me up. Chad and Denise, they crack me up the most.
Do you know, everybody on the chat is saying how the candle vlogger is their favorite.
And, oh, she came back.
She did the episode. She came back in the candle.
Can I light this in here? I was like, yes.
I don't remember her, oh the candle my God. Vlogger.
She just goes, what was it? I vlog, I'm so-and-so, and I'm a candle vlogger, da-da-da-da.
Okay.
She's so funny. And then in class, she was like, excuse me, can I light this? And she just holds up a candle. Oh, so funny.
Yeah. I have to say that when I was looking at, like, the Twitter response of this show, somebody wrote on Twitter, they were like, I would totally read a candle vlog, and I was like, that's amazing.
I have a friend obsessed with candles. I think she would, too.
Yeah,
like, I like candles.
Yeah, I mean, I'm interested in it, but it's just hilarious on the show that, like...
You had to have a hobby, it's a candle vlogger.
Yeah, exactly.
That's so funny.
Whoever came up with that in the writer's room, awesome.
You're gonna die in a fire.
Not just blogging, vlogging.
Vlogging about candles. The way she described that candle in that one vlog that they showed about...
I loved it. It was like a Nancy Meyers movie. I was just like, that is phenomenal, especially because I think a Nancy Meyers movie came out that weekend, and you're just like, what are the chances of that? But all right,
fantastic.
So I'm gonna read a couple favorite quotes that they threw up on the chat. So Rika Tasavainen, I'm so sorry if I'm butchering this. Chad saying he misses Boone because he complimented him all the time.
Do you think he's secretly gay?
Chad?
I hope so. I want him to be.
I want him to be, too.
Last week, we shipped Boone and Chad as bad, and I really, like, am rooting for that relationship in this show.
You know, one thing I have to give Chad is his honesty as far as, like, yeah, I slept with 5 other girls. Oh, I slept 50 since we broke up yesterday, and he's very honest, and, you know, if I can meet a guy who's that honest, kudos to you. That's the key to a secret of a relationship, because she's like, at least she can react to it, she can make her own decision type of thing. I mean... Be honest.
He gives none. He gives
not
no,
even one.
No.
Not even one F is given by Chad Magwell.
Not one F. And I love him for it. Mm-hmm. I love him for it.
Keeps getting funnier.
Yeah. Do you guys, I guess, any news and gossip, anything that you guys found or want to talk about from this week? Anything you saw on social media that we haven't already talked about?
We've covered it pretty well from what I saw, at least.
I know. Yeah. I'm excited for next week's episode, so we should probably get in predictions. But before we do, don't play it yet. Thank you, everybody, on the chat right now. Yes. It's so much fun to watch everything. I'm getting so distracted because I'm like, ooh, look at you're all saying funny things. And I agree with most of you. Joseph Boza, LOL, Chad is such a whore.
He is.
Hashtag relationship goals. Oh, I want Chad and Boone to get together before the season ends. I want a makeout session between Chad and Boone.
No.
I feel like that would be, like, season finale. Like, I feel like they're going
to... I think it's going to be, what I hope that it is like a kiss, like a romantic thing, and he's like, oh no, you're my bro. You know what I mean? Like, we're bros. I don't know.
Okay, so this is another quote that I remember that I think you guys would probably remember, is find that tortured gay kid in your life, hold them close tonight.
Jamie Lee Curtis.
Jamie Lee Curtis, when she was doing the thing for them.
Munch.
And that's from Boobies. I don't know really how to say your name. It's B-O-O. It's like Boo... 69 E's.
I'm gonna guess it's Boobies.
It's Boobies. I'm just gonna go with that. Yes, Pete, they're talking about Kate Hudson, earmuffs, because of Carrie Fisher is her real life mother. That's why. Okay, Chanel number 3's earmuffs are because Carrie Fisher, Princess Leia, is her real life mother.
Oh.
So maybe she does have ears.
I hope she has ears.
Thank you for whoever said that. Yeah. That's a nice little fun fact.
Yeah, that's a fun really fact. Fun.
I think I did hear that, but thank you for reminding us. And Nick is 23 and Kate is 36.
Yeah. So, I like Kate Hudson. I don't see him together. I don't know what it is. I think they're just having fun.
Yeah.
I think so too, especially he's been with Olivia for a while, or he was with her for a while. I think it's just
He's not getting jealous anymore. Okay, let's get into predictions. Play the prediction music.
Hit it.
Oh, now, there we go.
Buzz TV. Ooh, is that new? It sounded new.
I don't know. Maybe he came in and recorded something new.
It's a red devil. Ooh, you know how many red devils are going to be for Halloween?
I hope there are some.
I would be like, oh, okay. I'm going to walk this way.
All right, predictions starting on that end.
Oh,
go.
Snap. I don't know, man. This show's hard to predict. Yeah. I'm going to give you that. Right now, there are, like, 5 people that it could be, right? Chanel, number 3, Wes, Grace, Zayday, Dean Munch. I think that next week, wait, what?
I'm so sorry. I forgot about this line. Dylan Williams, Chad said, I love porking you, and I love the faces you make when I take you there.
That's what it was. I'm so sorry. I knew Pork was in there somewhere.
Sorry, go. I apologize.
No worries.
Thank you, Dylan.
I think next week Chad isn't going to be... Oh, I think Chad is actually the only one out of the group of people that are suspected that still might be a suspect next week. I think that by the end of next week's episode, Dean... Well, maybe Dean Munch and Chad, but Zayday won't be Wes... Maybe he sold... I have no predictions. I take back all of my predictions. I have no clue, honestly. The show has left me in the dark.
I don't have a prediction on the killer yet. I'm going to need a few more episodes for that. But I think, in terms of there being multiple Red Devils, I wonder if they're all, like, multiple killers. Are there more than one killer? Because they're all... You've seen these people attack.
But just not, like, connected? Like, they're not all working together?
No, they're all working together, but it's, like, a team of killers rather than... One.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely
You think so?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, because we saw two of them together during the Backstreet Boys scene.
Right, mm-hmm. But do you think that they're both killers, or do you think that they're one's, like, helping the other? Like, is there a leader to this, or is there...
Oh, for sure. I think that there's for sure a leader, but I think that all of them would kill for their leader.
And I guess a caveat of my prediction is that I'm also on the Pretty Little Liars panel, and so I think everyone is A slash the killer slash whatever. So that's my, like, I'm always like, I don't know, there could be 80 of them. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know as far as the killer goes. That's hard. I agree I'm going to need a couple more, but I don't think I can pinpoint at least five. I mean, I know that Nick Jonas is obviously one of them, or helping, or an associate of some sort, maybe feeding him info. But I'm curious to see how he's going to come back. Like, I think we're not going to see him with the cast members. I'm interested in that. And as far as the dead bodies go, I think they're dead. They keep moving. I think someone is picking them up and moving them somewhere.
Yeah. Obviously. I agree with you. I think obviously Nick Jonas is involved in it. And I you know, right now, I think it's Wes. I think Wes is trying to kill people off that either are related in some way to
revenge.
For revenge purposes, as well as killing people off to keep Grace safe.
But you still think that's his wife is the one who died. I can't get on that.
Call me crazy because Oliver Hudson's an evil, evil person in Nashville. But
he is.
But, like, there's something, he really creeped me out in this episode. And yeah. I don't need, even in the salad scene when they...
He does seem to know too much. I completely agree with.
I just think the show, I think the show is going to be somebody that we haven't been introduced to as the killer yet. Yeah, I just think that there's so many, like, the way they're playing the show out is that everything is so obvious. So
Ryan Murphy's going to have a cameo and be the...
Right? You know what I mean? I wouldn't be surprised, though. Like, that's what I love about the show is that freaking no clue. I have no clue.
The twists and turns are amazing.
Joseph Boza online says, next week's episode is called A Haunted House. Maybe the Chanels will find out the sorority house is haunted and a killing happened there, and that is why the killer is loose. So the killer could be a ghost, could this be somewhat true. Paranormal.
I think the killer's the baby. Whoever the baby is the killer in my head. Whoever that friggin' baby was, we don't know if it's a boy or a girl, or a boy acting like a girl, or who it is, but I think that that baby is
the killer. Interesting theory.
Well, I think that's about covers it
good.
Today.
Yeah.
I was so happy that... Oh, yeah, we can play out to this. Yeah. So, again, thank you guys all so much for watching live and chatting with us. Reach out to us over social media. Where can everybody find you guys?
You guys can find me on Twitter @ Paulina Aguilar and on Instagram @PaulinaMAguilar.
And you can find me @StephanieWanger.
You can find me on the Twitter and the Instagram @JamieSElias. It should be somewhere down in this area.
And you guys can find me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook @KeatonMarkey. You guys reach out to all the stars from Scream Queens as well on social media. Tell them about our AfterBuzz After Show. Tell them to come visit us here in studio because that definitely helps. And we have had Glenn in here before, not for Scream Queens, but for something else. So I think we've had a couple of them in here before. So just let them know. I know they're all in Louisiana filming, but we appreciate the help. And we love you guys, too. So keep chatting with us throughout the week. Thank you so much for watching #ABTV Scream Queens.
Fuck you.
Yeah.
from executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other After shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.